Lord. Take a look at Exodus chapter 13. And as you turn there, let me ask you something. Why? I mean, God is all powerful, right? He can do anything.
Amen.
So why didn't God make me already knowing algebra? I don't like math. I took as little as I could in high school. In college, I took as little as I possibly could. But you know what? 4 years ago, I went to take my flight test. You got to do algebra on that thing. You got to figure out the wind and the heading and all that kind of stuff. Why didn't God just make me knowing that? Why do I have to go to school? Why do I have to learn stuff? Or why is it that I have to go to a gym and work out and try and keep my body so that it doesn't get all flabby? Why didn't God just make me strong and smart? Well, I want to illustrate tonight. Why did God lead the people the long way? Take a look at Exodus 13, starting with verse 17. The Bible says, and it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near, for God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, in these closing moments, we ask that you would just challenge us to analyze the criteria for our decision-making and make sure that it's in line with your guidance. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So coming out of Egypt, going back to Israel, the promised land, okay? I'm going to show you on my board that right here, okay? Right here is Egypt, okay? And then up here is Canaan. Right up there is the Mediterranean Sea. Out here is the wilderness, okay? Now, when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, how did he lead them? How did they know where to go? Anybody remember? Yeah, there was this pillar of a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. So, was there any doubt as to where God wanted them to go? No, it's pretty clear, okay? So, God led them out of Egypt to Canaan, but he did not lead them the short way, which would have been right along the Mediterranean Sea. He led them out down here into the wilderness. Why? Let me give you a couple thoughts and just apply it to our lives. Number one, God led the Israelites the long way so that they would not quit. You say, what do you mean? God knew that along the shortcut, there was a group of people called the Philistines. And it says right there in verse 17 that God knew that if they met up with the Philistines, who were warriors, they would quit. They would turn around and go back to Egypt. God knew what they could handle. That's one of the reasons he took them the longer way, because he knew what they could handle. You know what? God knows what you can handle. And he promises, if we will follow his guidance, he promises not to test us above which we are able, according to 1 Corinthians 10:13, but will make a way of escape. And so in other words, God wants us to follow him, and it might look longer. It might look harder. But God knows that along the shortcut, sometimes there are things that will make us quit. So no stopping. Number two, no sidetracks. Do you know what is along the shortcut, along the Mediterranean Sea? There are cities and resort areas and nightlife and all kinds of distractions. You know what's out in the wilderness? Mount Sinai, where they met God. You know what else is out in the wilderness? Food falling out of the sky, where God provided for them. Water flowing out of a rock. These are testimonies of God that they would not have experienced
on the shortcut. And sometimes God takes us a more difficult way so that we will keep our focus on Him and learn more about Him and His provision. Yeah. No stopping, no sidetracks. Number three, no smugness. You know, sometimes we get the idea, okay, I can handle this, I can do this. But I want you to see what the whole purpose of this Exodus was. Take a look at Exodus chapter 14. God is talking in verse 4, and I'm going to read a bunch of verses. You see if you can figure out what the whole deal was here, okay? Verse 4 of chapter 14, God says, "And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord." And they did so. Look at verse 17. God says, "And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen." Did you catch it? It's really clear why God allowed all of this. It was simply for His glory. And that is the purpose of our lives as well. And sometimes, as we sang about the valleys tonight, we think, "God, why am I going through this hardship? There's an easier way. If you just make it easier, I wouldn't have to do all this." Sometimes the only explanation is for the glory of God. And I use as an example Job. Remember Job? Why did God allow Job to suffer so much? Was it because He was chastising Job? No, he was right with God. Was it because he was building his faith? No, he had a very strong faith. Why did God allow that? Simply for His glory, so that He could turn to Satan and say, "Have you considered my servant Job?" And even today, we hold up Job as a trophy of God's grace. And if he'd had it easy, we wouldn't even know his name. And so I challenge us tonight. May I just encourage us to stop for a moment and consider why we do what we do. Why do we make the decisions we make? There's nothing wrong with ease and comfort, but if that is our only criteria for decision making, we will be missing out on what God wants, because sometimes God leads us the long way and we must follow Him. You know, I talk to teenagers all over the country recruiting for Maranatha. And I love talking about what their dreams and what their plans are. "I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to be a lawyer." That's great. But then I'll ask, "So have you talked to God about that? Is that important?" Yes, because we need God's guidance. And if God takes us that direction, praise the Lord, that's great. But if God is leading a different way, where you might say, "I don't understand that, and that might be difficult, and that might cost more money, and I might have to move far away from home, and I'm..." There may be harder things that God asks us to do for His glory so that we won't get sidetracked and so that we will not quit. In closing, I want to do an illustration here. I'm going to ask, Caleb, come on up here if you would. Caleb, all right? Now, when I say go, you can do a push-up, right? Good, aren't you? Get down, all right? When I say go, I want you to do push-ups like crazy. Not yet, though. Save your strength, okay? All right, other Caleb, come on up here, all right? Can you do a sit-up? Yeah. Can you do a jumping jack?
Yes.
Okay, come over here then, okay? When I say go, I want you to do a jumping jacks as hard as you can, okay? And Luke. Come on up here, all right, Luke? Can you do a sit-up? Good, all right, right over here. When I say go, I want you to do sit-ups as hard as you can, okay? And one more, Lillian, I want you to come up here, right up here, right here. And when I say go, as hard as you can, I want you to eat this muffin. All right, here we go. On your mark. Go ahead and open it up, Lillian. Okay, here we go. On your mark, Get set, go hard, go hard. Yes, oh, this is good. Yeah. Oh, this is good. Come on, yeah, hard. Come on, lady. Oh, so good. That's good. All right, yeah, that's good. All right, stop. Okay, now here's the illustration. Which one of these is the easiest thing to do? The muffin. But which one of these things, if you do it for 20 minutes a day for the rest of your life, will kill you? The muffin. So here's the point. These may be harder, but they may be better. Thank you all. You may sit down. You can have that muffin, Lillian. Here's the point. Don't make your decisions in life just based upon what's easy. There's nothing wrong with ease and comfort, but don't let that be the criteria. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The long way? Yes. Because God has reasons. Perhaps so that we will not quit. He knows what we can handle. Perhaps so that we will not get sidetracked and focus on him in the wilderness. And perhaps it's simply for the glory of God. Let's have every head bowed, please, every eye closed. Thank you for your good attention. I know it's been long. Just before I turn it over to Pastor, may I just ask you tonight, has God spoken to your heart? Would you say tonight, Brother Wright, God has kind of spoken to my heart about something specific that maybe I need to reanalyze or change my criteria for what I'm doing. With no one looking around, would you just say, Brother White, would you pray for me? God has spoken to my heart about something tonight. Amen. Good. Thank you. You can put those hands down. Anyone else? Amen. Good. All right. One more question. Though this has not been a salvation message, if you're here tonight, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. God's will, God's guidance is that you trust Jesus. That's where it all begins. And if you're not sure about that tonight, you say, Brother Wright, I'm not really sure about that trusting Jesus thing as my Savior, but you would like to know more about that. With no one looking around, would you just slip your hand? May I pray for you? I won't point you out or embarrass you at all. Anyone like that? All right. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the example of the children of Israel. And Lord, thank you for leading them even a more difficult way to be an example to us. Lord, I pray that we would not quit. Lord, that we would not get sidetracked, and that we would bring you honor and glory in everything we do, even if it means going the long way. Lord, there are some tonight going through difficulties right now. Perhaps you would encourage their heart by showing them that this is good for them and that there is light at the end of the tunnel and you can be glorified in their situation if they will follow you and guide you. Lord, thank you for speaking to our hearts tonight. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.